AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Brian Koberger was sentenced to life in prison in Idaho for killing four college students. He decided not to speak at his sentencing hearing, but listen to friends and families of the victims. Here's the AP's Marcela Sanchez.
Earlier this month, he pleaded guilty in a deal to avoid the death penalty. He's accused of sneaking into a rental home near the University of Idaho campus and stabbing four students to death in 2022.
Today we are here to prove to the world that you picked the wrong families.
Kaylee Gonsalves's father, Steve Gonsalves, and sister Olivia both testified.
You want the truth? Here's the one you'll hate the most. If you hadn't attacked them in their sleep, in the middle of the night, like a pedophile, Kaylee would have kicked your f***ing ass.
Koberger remained expressionless as Kaylee's sister insulted him. Dylan Mortison was one of two roommates who was in the house the night of the killings.
My nervous system never got the message that it is over, and it won't let me forget what he did to them.
Scott Laramie's voice cracked as he spoke about his stepdaughter, Maddie Mogens. The family's attorney read a statement from Maddie's mother, Karen Laramie. Both of the Laramies declined to address Koberger directly. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
In Los Angeles today, Dr. Salvatore Plasencia pleaded guilty to giving Matthew Perry ketamine in the month leading up to the overdose death of the star of TV's Friends. He is the fourth of five people charged in connection with Perry's death to plead guilty. More than 100 charity and human rights groups say Israel's blockade and ongoing military offensive are pushing Palestinians in Gaza toward starvation. But Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer says there is no aid shortage in Gaza.
There is, however, a man-made shortage engineered by Hamas.
The State Department is investigating whether Harvard will remain part of a government program that allows foreign nationals to take part in cultural and education exchange programs. This is AP News. Home prices hit records last month.
Sales slid to its lowest pace since last September as mortgage rates remain high. The national median sales price of a home hit $435,300. That's an all-time record. The National Association of Realtors said existing home sales fell 2.7% last month. Sales were flat compared with June last year. The latest home sales fell short of the $4 million pace economists were expecting. The housing market has been in a slump since early 2022. That's when mortgage rates began to climb from pandemic-era lows. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Police in India arrested a man accused of running a bogus embassy from a rented residential building near the capital, New Delhi. Cars with fake diplomatic plates were recovered. Officers say the suspect impersonated an ambassador and allegedly duped some people for money by promising overseas jobs. Doctored photographs were also recovered. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.